Rabbi Yehuda tells us in his introductory remarks, Vida, we should take note of the fact, Ki achayta, a person that sins, which is all of us, in Tzadik Baruch Hashayasa Toiv Lo Yechta, Shas records in Baba Basra, that there were four people in history who traversed Olam Hazeh without chet. Kasher yis'ach aloshu mechatoso, if we delay doing tshuva, it's not only that we might lose the opportunity, who knows what tomorrow brings, but yichbar alov moed oinsho b'chol yoy, that our standing before the Rabbeinu Shalom deteriorates day by day. Why? Ki yoyodeo ki yotzar ketzaf alov. I understand the fact that I've done something I shouldn't do, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is upset with me. V'yesh lo monos lanu shom, and I have a way to rectify the situation. V'hamonos hua tshuva, and the escape is tshuva. V'oimed b'mir do b'nebara also. And I don't take steps to put myself back in good standing with the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'yodah lotzis metoch hafeicha, it's not because it's impossible, I just don't bother. And I'm not concerned that I am on the wrong side of the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Midas Adin could be unleashed. A person that has no concern with the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom is upset with him. You know, in this world, you had a fight with your wife and then you ignore her and you don't try to make up with her and you let weeks and months pass by. It just shows you don't care. You know, so I've sinned, all right. Now I have a chance to make amends with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Why don't I? It's a strange medrash. There's a question exactly what the text of this medrash is. We'll take it the way Rabbeinu Yehuda puts it. This might, in fact, is an obvious and practical question, but the medrash that he quotes is the following. Moshe Lekatcha Listim. There was a band of thieves. They got arrested by the police and they were placed and put in jail. And they had a lengthy term. So they decided, what do you do if you're in jail and you have a lengthy term? They dug a tunnel, as old as history, you dig a tunnel under the jail and you try to get out. And they succeeded, they got past the walls of the jail and they ran out. Now one member of the gang, ain't one Shlomazel, stayed behind. He didn't bother to run out. Boss Sarbeis, so where the warden comes, and he sees that there's a tunnel, and all the prisoners ran out. And this guy is staying in the jail. He's not locked in. Why is he here? Is Vayachal Saba Mateo. So the warden took his stick and he smacks this guy. And Omalok Shayom Shlomazel that you are. So the way the world learns pshat in this medrash is, listen, you were locked up for a very lengthy term, so you didn't have to be afraid if you'd run out, they'd arrest you and give you a longer term. They weren't going to let you out anyhow, so why shouldn't you run out? So the only thing we could think of is that you're happy where you are. It's a comfortable life, and you don't want to leave. So we put you in jail for what reason? To give you an einish. There's no einish. We sinned before the Rabbeinu Shalom, so why don't we rectify the situation? It looks like we're comfortable where we are. If we're comfortable where we are, the Rabbeinu Shalom is upset with us. The only ones that will put up doing tshuva are the ignorant, the unlettered. They sleep their way through this world. So if a person's asleep, so you can't ask him anything. And some people are asleep with their eyes open. They don't think that they ought to marli molot on afsham, that they ought to save themselves. V'yesh mehem v'docho me'al Hashem baruch hu. Some, in fact, grow so distant from the Rabbeinu Shalom, la'yaminu lo'in ha'shachet, that they don't even believe that anything's going to happen to them because of chaton. That's also beyond the pale for them. So there's certainly nothing to correct. On the other end of the scale, in Ra'isa Talmud Chacham, if you see a learned person, Shekobra Vera Balayla, and at night he did a chet, as Tahar al Tahar Rachro Biyun. By the time sun rises tomorrow, don't suspect him that he's guilty of this chet anymore. Ki be'emes osa tshuva. That he certainly has done tshuva by this point. There is another aspect. So one aspect he's writing about is the fact that if we would truly be uncomfortable with being on the outs with the Rabbeinu Shalom, then we would do something about it. The fact that we don't shows I'm quite comfortable. So that's not a good thing. There's a second problem. The second problem is very simple. If you have a leak in the roof, it's raining tonight, right? So I know 2 months ago I had a leak in the roof. So if I, the morning after I woke up, and I said, there's a leak in the roof. So I called the roofer and I fixed the roof. So now it's raining, it's pouring tonight, but it's not pouring in on me because I fixed the roof. But if I didn't bother to call the roofer, so what happens the next time it rains? Rains in again. If the person hadn't put off doing tshuva, he would regret that which he's done and do tshuva. When he meets up when the Yetzirah crosses his path again, the same Yetzirah that took him down last time, this time Yechbosh Yitzro will win because he's prepared. He did tshuva. But if he didn't do tshuva, then the Yetzirah will take him down again. If he's done tshuva, Yiskosher overall of Kosam Mariris, he'll say, what a difficult parsha it was. I sinned and I had to do tshuva on it. It was very difficult. I'm not interested in going back there. I'm not the Yetzirah is not going to get me on this one again. Because of Rigzu, it says until Rigzu, it's Tarwal Asher Chatosam. If we truly regret that which we've done, is Val Techatu, we won't owe that we won't come to do a chet again. So he's given us already two reasons that we should hurry to do tshuva. One is the Rabbanu Shlomo is upset with me. Secondly, I'm likely to fall in again for the same thing because I didn't do tshuva. And finally, Hashenis, that's another reason, ki Hashenu b'chet u'tshuvosu kosher, that the more times a person has done a chet, the more difficult it is to do tshuva. Right? The Chazal tell us that a person that does a chet with Shonabo is nasis lo keheter. He finds it very difficult to do tshuva for it. It becomes an acceptable type of behavior. So how could he do tshuva for it? So consequently, this is also, the more, if he goes further on this path, then he's going to make it more and more difficult to do tshuva. So the truth is, tshuva doesn't have a season. There's no season for tshuva. There's a season to have a lulav and an esrog. There's a season for Neros Chanukah. There's a season for matzah. But tshuva is a constant. It's 365 days a year, every day of the year. If I did something I shouldn't do, I should want to do tshuva right away. Sometimes the process, if it's a lois, I say I can't complete the process of the tshuva until Yom HaKippurim comes and provides the kapara. But the process of tshuva is something that a person has to be on the charts, not just in Elul or Yom HaNeron, but tshuva is, that's the essential process of life itself. We'll take this up again, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Lag B'Tyo.
There's room on the Omid to get the whole mitzvah. There's room on the Omid.